Holla! Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with my dog. my dog Tina Turner is sitting next to me, and Danielle is homesick. She's in the vicious daycare cycle of sickness. We're hoping that when spring comes, maybe that means that there's going to be health, there's going to be goodness. We'll see. We're really sad that she's not here, meaning Tina Turner and myself. But in order to keep our rewatch a rollin', I am going to do the Real Housewives of New York episode, season 5, episode 18. And in this episode, I'll just recap it by myself. We'll see how it goes. I apologize in advance. So we start at Spin Ping Pong Club, which is owned by Susan Sarandon, and Carol is throwing an event. And I looked it up, and this event was actually a Lee Radiswell event. She started a foundation for Anthony, her son, who obviously was Carol's husband, and Anthony, he was a documentarian, so he was VP of HBO Documentaries at the time of his passing, but I did a little bit of research, and I found out that Anthony was an award-winning documentarian. He actually won an award for a Lenny Bruce documentary. He won awards for a primetime journalistic piece that he did. And he also won an award for working on the Olympics in the 80s with NBC Sports. He had cancer in 1989 and then again right before his marriage. So basically the entire time that they were married, he was battling cancer. So just a little bit of information about him. And this event is to raise money for inspiring and aspiring documentarians to fund their documentaries. So, interesting fact, I was actually part of a documentary that never got finished and is like kind of on the shelves because they're working it through because it was all about people in their early throes of stand-up, and maybe if one of us gets famous, they'll pick it up and talk about that then. But none of us got famous, so they had to shelve it. And it was like hours and hours of film and research and all this stuff. So documentaries just take a really long time, especially when you're following people. And so the money that goes into it is just benoodles. And it's really interesting, too, if you watch a documentary. A lot of times they don't have a lot of footage, so they keep trying to find new and interesting ways to show you the same photograph over and over. It's a way to save money and make it a little bit easier to edit. So that's a fun little thing about documentaries. So already I am off the beaten path of what this episode is, but I hope that was interesting fun facts for you guys. So Heather comes into the event, and I was talking about this event last week. It was in an interstitial where Mario had made awards for this event, and that was what Carol was working with Mario on. Anyway, Heather comes in, and she's like, I'm ghetto fabulous! You know, Heather just being non-problematic at the time, but now we would all just cringe our faces off. And Aviva comes in with her dad and says, you know, Ramona better not come. And it's like, of course she's coming. It's a cast event. Heather and Carol, though, are very Team Aviva at this moment. They're like, you know what? You did the right thing. You didn't show up at our event. You tried to give money. And since Carol had escorted Aviva's dad out at the event last time, Carol seems very much like, you know, it was wrong, and I agree. And she does say, though, Carol says to Aviva, Ramona is coming with Mario and Avery, so she doubts she'll act out in front of her daughter, but if she does, Carol says, I will ask her to leave. And Aviva comes in. Aviva's dad comes in and he sees Mario right away. And he hugs Mario. And Mario's like, I heard you were a bad boy. As Ramona is screaming at him. Like, Ramona just wants to play. And she's like, Mario, get the balls! Get the balls! Then Sonia comes in and Ramona tries to teach Sonia how to serve on a ping pong table. It was really just a very quick interstitial like moment. And then they're basically having this whole tournament and Heather wins the award at the tournament. And Carol walks out and she tells, I don't know, this is where it gets kind of. I will say my notes were written in my nephew's bed because I slept over my brother's house this Easter and I watched this while I was on my phone. So I took notes while I was watching it on like the tiniest corner of my screen. So I apologize. My notes are a little benoodles. My nephew loves to sleep in the den whenever I stay because then he gets to stay up all night and watch TV. So I get his room. So I was like in a tiny bed writing this, with, like Deadpool photos. I mean, he's in his 20s. He's a young adult. Anyway, so I apologize if my notes aren't the best. So Aviva is appalled to even know Ramona, she says. And Heather's husband goes up to her and he's talking to her, and that's when she says that. And he's kind of like, you know, everyone has issues. Maybe you were right. She was right. There's, you know, he's trying to like be like, just put it to bed. And Heather comes up and she's all excited about her win. And Aviva's just like, Ramona. And Heather is just like, let's just stop making everything about Ramona. Like, come on, I get it. She upsets you, but like, you can't do this. And that's basically the end. There wasn't a real, I think there was some fighting back and forth, but honestly, these two constantly fight. So maybe it was later in the episode. Let's just keep going. Because then we see James Bernard. He's back to help Sonia and present Sonia. He's the guy who like helped them with the photo shoot and had the sexy man come in for the toaster, and he's going to show her the package unveiling, not of the sexy man, unfortunately, of the toaster. And they're like, "Do you want to see the one with just you or the guy first?" And she makes like a dramatic pause and she's like, "Me with the guy." And so it looks good. She loves the pic of her by herself as well. And then she starts talking about the dress and like the outfit, and she's like, "Well, I wore that at this gala event, blah blah blah." And everyone's just like, "That is so not what we're here for." And they're like, "Well, which one do you like the best?" And she says she's stronger on her own, but they should show the one with the hot dude whenever they're showing it. Sonia then tells us that she needs this toaster to work or else she loses her house. So this leads us to believe that she's put more money that she doesn't have into this investment, which is a little concerning, but also makes me understand a little bit more why she still is suffering from money shortage and she's having issues with money. Heather just keeps being like, "We did a great job. We did a really good job. I'm so proud of this job." And we cut to later in the day where Heather is talking to Carol, and Carol's saying, "Hey, I'm going to have a book party. Well, it's going to be like a baby shower for my book because I gave it to my publisher and I feel like I gave my baby over." And Heather's like, "Having a baby is easier than having a book," which I feel like women could debate for the ages. But so we know that that party is coming up and that's going to be our finale party. And then Aviva comes to Heather's office for the yummy tummy show meeting because, as we know last week, Heather is going to have this charity show, and Aviva is one of her models. And so they're doing a fitting, and Aviva comes in and she's like, "I'm really anxious about my leg. Can I wear tights?" And Heather's like, "No, everybody's got to be uniform. So let's just try it on and see how you feel." She tries it on. She walks out. Everyone's like, "What fake leg? This is amazing. You look amazing." They're a little over the top, but they're not wrong. She looks phenomenal. She feels phenomenal. The yummy tummy works. And so she's like, "All right, I feel okay, and I'll wear this." So then we get to the show, and Heather is just so excited to do this because the charity is for the same liver foundation that Jax got his liver from. So Jax, not from Vanderpump Rules, who will probably also need a new liver at some point, but her son Jax. So she's hoping that she can help other families out. Aviva shows up and she immediately is scared. She says her nerves are a wreck, and she's like, "And Ramona and Sonia are gonna be here." And Heather's just like, "Just try and have the confidence of a black woman when you walk on stage," which was an interesting note. I don't even know where to go with that one. Aviva is then trying to say, you know, like, in the fitting, she was like, "Ooh, I'm so worried about being exposed." Now she's like, "Hey, Heather, let's lose this jacket and like show off my shoulders, so it's not just like my leg. So like people will see my shoulders, and they'll be less distracted by my leg." And like Heather's like, "What? No, it has to be consistent." She's like, "I've got like a real, Simply Irresistible video thing going on, where like all the women look the same." She's like, "That is what we're going for, so let's keep that aesthetic, and you stay the same as all the other models. Like, no one's gonna notice it because everyone's gonna look very similar." So Aviva is not really into this still, and she's just like very anxious about it and running around backstage, and she finds a robe to put on over herself so that she's like, so basically, so no one will see her without the jacket, so that way she can like walk out without it, which is shady. I don't know. I just feel like you said you would be a model, and like Heather's just kind of like, this is what being a model is. You do whatever the fuck the designer wants. And she's not wrong. That's the job. So then Ramona and Sonia show up, and they are both on one. They look like they definitely hit up happy hour before coming. And they see the photographer from the shoot, and they just go in on him because at the end of the scene with Sonia and Heather at the studio, Sonia had asked them to send her all the photos from the shoot, and she gets all of them, and she's like, "There's not enough of the toaster." And they're just like, "How did you not do that?" You know, like Ramona's like, "What? I would have been there and I would have done that. And, you know, like, come on, all right?" And Sonia is kind of just like drunkenly like, "Yeah." So they're just going at him. And this poor guy can't even watch the runway show because they're screaming. I mean, it's distracting to other people. Like, literally, this is during the fashion show. It is during the event that they're screaming at this guy. And all that happens, and Aviva comes out without her jacket. And Heather's like, "This is really obnoxious. Like, I asked you to be a model, and you just kind of did exactly what I asked you not to do." It was kind of shitty, but she doesn't seem very upset because the show is a success. And so, God, there's so much background noise, guys. I'm so sorry. I did this last night and it was so quiet and it was so great. And I was editing it this morning and I deleted half the episode. So if it sounds different, that is why. There is construction going on in my building, and there is all this morning traffic. So I highly apologize for the background noise, and I'll see what I can do in post. But any hoodle. Sonia is upset about the shoot, and so is Ramona, and they confront Heather. They're like, "Yeah, great show, but your shoot, like, we've got a bone to pick because you didn't do enough. You, like, ruined this shoot because you didn't do enough photos of the toaster. And Heather listens to them, and then she just says, take your ungrateful asses and leave. Like, I did a great job, just go. And Sonia is saying that Heather is lying because Heather also brings up that she's just like, Sonia, you had every opportunity to get that shot that you wanted. I did half the shoot, you did half the shoot. You are also at blame. If you don't like it, like, that is partially on you, and you can't put it all on me. And she's like, you know, I was there at 4 a.m. You showed up hours late. And that's when Sonya's like, you're lying. And it's like, girl, it's on camera. You, like, definitely showed up late. Like, and Heather's like, and Sonya says that they used way more time on Heather's shoot than Sonya's shoot. And, like, that is also a bald-faced lie. So it's just really, it's really bad. And, like, Heather walks off and says, this conversation is over. And Ramona is like, well, I donated to this. I donated $1,000 and Pinot Grigio. I should be able to do whatever I want. And that's pretty much the runway show. Then we go to Carol's party. So this is the end party. And spoiler alert, it's chaos. Like, this party is so ridiculous. Because Aviva comes in and immediately talks about her one storyline, which is Ramona and Sonia. Oh, wait, this is before the party. Because Carol is asked, this is at the show. Sorry, guys. This is at the show. Aviva's like, oh, so you're doing a book party? Is Sonia planning it? Are you going to have Ramona Pino? And it's like, Carol's just like, come on, dude. No, I'm not. And Aviva immediately brings up, you know, they kicked out an 80-year-old man. Who does that to an 80-year-old man? And Carol's like, I'm gonna stop you right now. Like, your dad told me he was 74. And she's like, well, he's not exactly 80 yet. And it's like, Aviva, you're being so extra. Like, you're just putting this on so hard. So then we go to Carol's party, and Jacques and Lou come in, and Carol's just like, whatever happened with Lou and the pirate is the great mystery that will remain unsolved until the end of time. And honestly, it is. She wasn't wrong. Heather comes in and says they raised $200,000 for her event, so that was really great. Ramona and Sonia come and say hi to Carol, and Ramona's like, oh, hey, Heather, like, great event, and, like, acting like everything is fine, and they barely speak to each other. Like, Sonia, like, goes to the other side of the room, and Ramona and Heather are left standing next to each other in this amazingly awkward scene. Oh, they aren't talking. And then finally, like, Ramona's just like, you know, why aren't you talking to me? And Heather's like, you talked during my entire show. And Ramona starts apologizing. She's like, I was at a 7-hour funeral before that show. I wasn't myself. I was, you know, I was really more amped up because Sonia was so amped up. It was Sonia, it was Sonia, it was Sonia. And it's chaos. And so then Aviva comes in and talks to Heather's husband, and he's just like, oh, like, you ready to have a good time tonight? And, like, Aviva's just like, yeah, as long as Ramona's not possessed. And it's just like, Aviva, you came to start shit if you're going in with that attitude. And so Sonia comes over to Heather and she's fine. And then she's like, it was Ramona that was up on one, not me. It was Ramona. So they're both being ridiculous. Mario is talking to Aviva then, and he's like, why didn't you go to an event that you were invited to? And why did you send your dad instead? And she's like, it was on the 90th floor. I have phobias, blah, blah, blah. And, like, Mario comes in and she just starts yelling at him, at Aviva, rather. And Aviva goes, Ramona, you're scared of me and everyone knows it. And it's just like, who thinks that you're, that Ramona's scared of anyone? Ramona is too dumb to fear people. So then, Heather tells Sonia that the photographer was really pissed because there's, like, it's like a three-ring circus of fights. So, like, this fight with Heather and Sonia. She's like, the photographer's really pissed. You ruined the show for him. Like, he didn't get to look at it. And Sonia is just kind of like, I was entitled to more photos than I got. And Heather's like, boom, that's the key word. You are very entitled. You feel like you deserve everything. And she's not wrong. She gave her all this free work. So, I mean, it's tough. And Ramona and Aviva are still going at it. Aviva's like, is it not improper to throw out my 80-year-old father? And she's going around and asking everyone. And everyone's like, yes. Carol's like, yeah, it's improper. And, like, so Aviva's like, Carol, Ramona's starting something. What are you going to do about it? And Carol's like, well, I'm going to ask you to leave, Ramona. And Ramona's like, fine, I'll go. You don't even have to ask me to leave. And so Aviva keeps asking people if it's wrong. Oh, no, Ramona is like, he hurt me, you know, like your dad hurt me. And that's why I did that. That's why. And so she tries to show on Carol what George did to her, which is kind of fucked up. But she's like, I was assaulted. She's basically trumping up these like fucking claims, but George was wrong. She was wrong. Nobody is right in this situation. But Aviva keeps trying to get people on her side as Ramona's walking out. And Ramona tells us, you know, everybody's just agreeing with Aviva because she's crazy. Everyone saw her go cuckoo bananas on the island on St. Barth's. So no one wants her to go crazy again. So they're like, yeah, whatever. Which, you're both crazy. So everyone's trying to get you to stop being crazy is really the truth of the matter. So then we start getting cards as the event's wrapping up. So we get Ramona Ramona is still juiced about her wine and thinks Aviva is obsessed, but will keep her distance. So that was hers. Sonia's is still awaiting settlement from her ex, and her box is still awaiting a toaster oven, which, chef's kiss, great double entendre. Heather is, she's only focused on her own brand, which, girl, you should have been from the first time. And she continues to build immunity against narcissism, which she's gonna need in this group. And then Luann, fate will decide if she and Jock have a baby, steering clear of IVF and tequila escapades with pirates. So that was a really good one too. Then Carol introduces Joel Schumacher as like part of the event. For what? I have no reason why. Like, it's her book event. I guess Joel maybe was going to work on her TV show. I, like, did not hear a word she was saying because I was just like, oh my god, that's the guy who made Batman and Robin, the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone. Like, one of my favorite movies of all time. Chris O'Donnell, when Chris O'Donnell was at his, like, peak hottiness in the 90s. It was just, like, such a great movie. And Joel Schumacher is, like, I'm a Batman nerd, and so he's the one that infamously or famously, depending on which side of the battle you are on, put nipples on the bat costume, which is just so great. I think that's also the George Clooney one. It's just the worst best movie. I highly recommend it, but, like, Joel Schumacher did, like, a ton of great movies. He, starting with, like, St. Elmo's Fire, A Time to Kill, he did The Phantom of the Opera, he did Falling Down, which was weirdly one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. I say weirdly because it's, like, a very dark movie about, like, a guy, like, Michael Douglas plays this man who's, like, just loses it in traffic and just, like, walks around with a shotgun making everyone do what he wants because he's in a bad mood, which is, like, in hindsight, so fucked up, but, like, I guess young me was just like, wow, it's great that he has power. So that's a little psych evaluation on me. Joel Schumacher also did The Lost Boys. I mean, he's just literally, like, so many movies. It's just, he's, like, got a great oeuvre. And so the fact that he's there is weird but wonderful. And so then we get Aviva's card, and she's taking baby steps to get over her phobias. but no step closer to another apology from Ramona, which, like, can't you just make anything just about, like, you? Which is so funny to say to a housewife, but it's like, stop making it about them. Like, it's not about them. Like, your life should not be centered around them. This is why Aviva fails as a housewife, ultimately, is that she, like, gets fixated on things. And finally, we get Carol's, and she's working on turning her novel into a TV show, and she's officially Russ's girlfriend, which we know is not long-lived, but good for her. Like, she got, into, like, literal royalty, and then she got into, like, Aerosmith, like, groupie fangirl thing, and then she dates a super hot young man, which we'll see later in our rewatch journey, which we hope you continue to follow us on. So sorry that Danielle's not here, and I hope you enjoyed this labor of love, because I've like had to start and stop this 1,000 times this morning because of all the bells and whistles and construction. But I really do love recapping this, and so does Danielle. And we love that you guys are on this journey with us. So thank you so much for watching. We're going to try and do the reunion next week. And that's all I gotta say, guys. Bye.